Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Crunchyroll booth here at Anime NYC, and I am being joined by Adam Sheehan of Crunchyroll. Welcome again to Boston Bash Brigade. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, as always.
So, my first question is, what has you excited about the fall season of Crunchyroll?
Well, the obvious one, of course, is My Hero Academia. A new season of that is just always amazing, and every time that drops, and the entire anime world's on fire. But also returning with new Food Wars. I mean, That's what's amazing to hear back to. As well as we have Fire Force continuing. So basically, those big hitters just basically have been what I call been really just blazing the trail, if you will, on some amazing stuff. So basically, like the fall seasons, sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down. This has been a really good fall season so far.
And what has been like some of the new shows that have come to Crunchyroll that has been getting a lot of people attention? Because one show that I've been really surprised at is Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun.
Yes. Oh my god, that one's so much fun. Yeah, for those who have not checked it out yet, should definitely check that out. Obviously, Iruma-kun has been, it's one of the ones I already first saw the promotional video for. I was like, well, this looks fun. The guy basically just gives up his kid. He's like, I don't want you. Go with the demon. I'm like, well, that's a jerk dad move, but this looks entertaining. So very excited for that one.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of like High Tater Combat Balor, only instead of being, you know, brought to a rich mansion, he's brought to a rich demon.
Yeah, very much has that same kind of feeling, too. Almost has the same kind of humor to it from what we've seen so far.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, he can't say no the same way Hayate could never say no to...
He's just got
to
roll with it. He's just got to roll with it like that. And it's just like, this is my life. I guess I'll deal with it. Hopefully they won't know. Hope they won't eat me.
Yes. So we're coming towards the end of 2019, and I'm wondering what has been the highlight for both Crunchyroll and the anime scene in general for this year?
Overall, basically, for Crunchyroll first, basically, we've had a lot of good beats. Crunchyroll Expo is our third year of that, and we actually were able to launch a whole bunch of new things that we hadn't before, including a variety of premieres and guests, and actually had this whole new Crunchy City theme, but we have not really seen it many conventions at Takeover. The Anime Awards earlier in the year, basically, we actually tried a whole new format, which was live streaming from two different locations with multi-hosts, and basically just our big showings we've had at other conventions around the country, and online, basically, of course, all the different what we call contents and new shows have been releasing, and the fandoms has been great. So across the board, fans are always just coming in force asking for new stuff. Like, we look at anime and Crunchyroll as a 360 experience. You want to come to shows, you want to watch anime, you want to buy merch. We do a lot of streetwear through our capsule collections on our store,
right.
And they've been doing fantastic. So basically, wherever the anime fans are, we want to make sure they can have anime in their life, and that way, basically, however they want it to be watching, wearing, or living in.
And it's actually kind of impressive with the whole fandom and everything, because we've noticed, like, these last couple of years alone, like, we're getting, like, second and even third seasons of anime, of shows that like maybe like 5 or 6 years ago would never happen. I mean, we're getting two new seasons of Shield Hero.
That's amazing. Yep.
We're getting a second season of Reincarnated with the Slime.
Yep.
We Never Learn has already gotten its second season.
Yep.
Laid Back Camp has got the short show, Hey I Can't, season two,
so
and a movie. And Isekai Quartet 2 is coming back for another season.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And so, do you feel like Japan is now, like, really paying attention to what's happening in the Western world? Because, like, all these big shows are happening right here in the Western world.
It's a big part of that, for sure. Let's see, Japan looks globally. When we talk to them, they look at us, they look at other markets like Europe, Latin America's blowing up, other pieces like that, too, basically. So the entire West, the U.S. and Canada, things like that, Japan will always lead the charge. But we're not too far behind them, and they're seeing basically what we're doing at Crunchyroll and other studios. And you're getting, like, some big theatrical pushes, like we just had Konosuba in theaters, or what Promare did. You know, basically, there's basically some noticing out there what's going on in the anime world. So because of all that out there, they're definitely paying attention to us. And we have to work with them. We're actually, doing co-productions in Japan. We're working with them on our originals contents in different spots, too. So there's a variety of different things, basically, that they're taking a look at the Western market and saying, this is a big deal, and we're listening to what you guys like and bringing more stuff.
So, from your personal preference, if you want to call it that, has there anything that you'd like to see come back for another season that hasn't been announced yet?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the ones up top of the market would be Devil's a Part-Timer.
Oh, yeah.
Because that
everybody wants that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was 11, 12 episodes, and it ended like partway through a storyline. I'm like, I need to know what happens. It was so much fun. It's such a wonderful little concept. Devil works at McDonald's. It's coming to America, but like done in like anime style. So I'd love to see the season 2 of that.
Kind of reminds me a lot of like director Kevin Smith, who did like the movie Clerks did his own anime.
Yeah, yes. Oh yeah, Clerks anime series. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Which actually, I was at Kevin Smith's event in Boston, and he revealed that he might be doing another Clerks cartoon.
Oh heck yeah! I would love the Clerks cartoon, all about Leonardo.
So. Going back to anime, of course, you've been doing a lot more dubs this year, especially with the season with Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life and High School Prodigies. And are there plans to go back and dub a few of Crunchyroll's older shows?
We're always looking at what's the next best thing to bring out to the fans, both catalog and new along those lines. So basically, could we be looking at old stuff? Always will be looking at some new stuff. So stay tuned and see where we go with this.
From a personal recommendation, Laid Back Camp, of course. I actually watched that show with watched that show with my 2-year-old niece. She doesn't understand what the heck's going on because she can't read yet, but she likes the colors.
It's beautiful. It's so chill. Like, that's the... Like, after a long day of anime, sometimes I'm like, I need to do something that's not anime. But Laid Back Capsule One ones, it's like, this is just relaxing. You just enjoy it no matter how your day's going.
Right. It's that whole Iyashiki genre. Shows like that.
Yeah.
Flying Witch, Non-Non Biori.
Yeah,
just
wonderful.
Perfect shows that to just let your brain cool down for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's a great way to basically follow that up. Like, basically, was it last season? I was both doing One Punch Man followed by Fruits Basket. That was a very different theme between the two shows.
Yeah, exactly. So my question is, because you're doing a lot more dubs and everything, will this lead to Crunchyroll maybe even getting back into their own personal home video line?
I say stay tuned on that, basically. There's always a possibility. We look at getting the 360 Avenue, basically what people actually want in with home video. We actually have a partnership with Viz, which we just announced recently that we're excited to see where that's going to be going. So, and we're part of the Warner Media family, so there's always little avenues there. So stay tuned for future updates on what that could be next.
Right, because I reckon you've seen so many people commenting, when's Konosuba coming to Blu-ray?
Yep. Oh, people love the Konosuba. We saw that in theaters. It was huge.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of which, because you had that, you had Saga of Tanya and Evil hitting the big screen. And has there been anything in Japan that you guys have been keeping a close eye on that you might want to bring over next?
There's always stuff we're looking for. There's a short list of things, of course, we cannot say exactly what we're looking at yet. But there's always something we're looking for, because that's really what we've noticed when it comes to theatrical content. It's not a steady flow of make sure you're getting something out every month or like that. It's find the right content and then put it out with wonderful partners like Fathom Events, who we work with for this.
Right.
To basically put some different things like that. So Saga of Tanya of Evil, Konosuba, this is past week, they did huge because of the content. So basically, when we see avenues like that, we'll always keep looking for it.
And on top of that, you've also been putting stuff right there on Crunchyroll while it's still airing in theaters in Japan. Black Fox, I believe, was one of those.
Yeah, but Black Fox is great. It's running on Crunchyroll right now. That was really exciting when we actually got to announce that earlier in the summer. We were like, hey, you can watch it right now. It went up 2 hours ago. It was like one of those. And that's a great film, so I recommend people checking that out.
Absolutely. So here's a question, because I can't help but notice that sometimes I go onto the website, I go into the drama section of Crunchyroll, a little bit of some tumbleweeds in there. Will we ever see Crunchyroll get back into the drama game?
Possibly. I'll say this. Everything's always on the table with us. Again, looking at the 360 thing. If the audience is asking for the drama stuff, we always can look at that. So everything's a possibility on the table. That's the one thing I really enjoy about Crunchyroll is we don't almost never do hard nose to things. It's always basically like, we're going to look at that and see where the wind blows. If it's not today, maybe tomorrow it's a bigger deal. So nothing's ever really off the table. It's just basically, this is really popular now. Maybe that'll be jump up more popular later.
Yeah. And even with like variety shows too, because I miss watching Anna Song Station on Crunchyroll.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
show
yeah.
was amazing. So it was really sad to see that not going over in Japan. So hopefully, I would love to see you guys bring something else like that, similar to Crunchyroll someday.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always unique kind of things like that, basically. And we find out, you know, either they live on Crunchyroll or sister of pop culture one Verve.
And I'm going to touch about that because you did speak about, you know, partnering up with Warner and Viz and everything, because you guys are going to be part of HBO Max in 2020 in some fashion. So what does Crunchyroll hope to bring to HBO Max, and what do you hope HBO Max brings to Crunchyroll?
What we're doing with HBO Max, because to clarify, basically, we're actually going to be giving them curated content on a regular basis, but Crunchyroll will still be living and breathing, you know, for all its major content and getting it, you know, earlier on Crunchyroll.com and all the apps. So HBO Max we're partnered with to get specific you know, content on there that we think is going to hit that audience. So people that are maybe like they're casual anime fans or they're HBO fans, but really just want to see good animated content. They're not really sure of it. We're going to put stuff on that side of that. So hopefully people that are basically like, oh, I kind of enjoy this. What? Tell me more about what Crunchyroll is, and they'll jump across. And for HBO, they're like, hey, we want to get HBO Max. They want to get a variety of different content in there and to see great value in the anime fans.
Yeah. Also, you should probably talk to the guys who are the showrunners of Game of Thrones. Convince them to do a live-action Berserk.
That would be amazing. Or can we do an anime of Game of Thrones? Yeah, you know, let's do
that
both.
That could be a good idea,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So you also mentioned Verve, which is also under Alation and everything.
Yep.
How do you imagine that streaming site evolving over the next year?
I still think we're going to be doing a lot of things on it. I know we just actually dropped a new season of Harmon Quest recently, and there's another different shows we're actually dropping in on there right now.
Cyanide and Happiness
is another great one. New season of that just dropping. So basically, now, Verve is great because, as you probably are aware, anime fans love anime, but they also like video games and probably horror and pop culture and comic book movies and things like that. And Verve really kind of lives at the core of giving the multitude of fandom all in one location. It's kind of like a mini cable just for the nerd audience.
Have you seen anything out there that you hope to maybe bring under the Verve umbrella in the near future?
There's always something, and hopefully basically we'll announce some things in the near future, but nothing I can speak of just yet.
Okay, because there was a little cartoon that had a pilot air on YouTube called Has Been Hotel that everyone's going crazy about. Let's just say I think that would be perfect for Verve in the future.
There's always some wonderful things, basically, about the Verve's like feeling in the audience, basically. We always get a wonderful feedback from the fans to see what we should go after and look, and we try to look as many of those as possible.
All right. Now, speaking of more partnerships, Line Webtoon.
Ah.
You guys are doing that, which is home to stuff like My Giant Nerd Boyfriend,
yep.
Hi Jude, Gourmet Hound, so many more webcomics. Mm-hmm. So what do you hope this partnership will bring to Crunchyroll? Will we see maybe more like animated content based on those comics, maybe?
Stay tuned on basically our partnership there. There's going to be so much things we're going to be excited to talk about in the near future. Right now, we're just excited that the fans' reaction has been so positive to Line Tunes, which we expected it because basically they're such a wonderful partner to work with. They have such great content on there. We're not sure until it actually happens. So when we saw that hit, we were at the ground running, like, you are really excited about this. We just knew it was the right partners to do, and what I think we're having in store, you guys are going to really, really enjoy.
Awesome. Now, one of the other things, of course, you've got Crunchyroll Games. You've had a great deal of success with stuff like Memoria Frieza and Attack on Titan, and you are showing off the Mob Psycho 100 game, a few others as well. How do you see yourself expanding into the mobile market as the year, or rather the months are going to go by?
We have plenty more to come. Basically, besides the games we're pushing now, the ones you mentioned, also Boruto and Naruto, we're actually showing off here as well, and the Mob Psycho ones are not out yet. It's one of the first places we're actually demoing it. And mobile world's been blowing up. I'm sure everyone's not surprised by this at all.
Yeah.
And these games, the fans are really loving it. Basically, we have these awesome posters here. We can't keep in stock. We're so excited about them. So I say stay tuned for more show announcements next year and maybe even before the end of the year.
So, you know, we've also have the next gen of consoles coming out, PlayStation 5 and whatever Microsoft is going to call the next Xbox. Do you see Crunchyroll maybe expanding into console gaming?
Right now we're focusing on mobile. Since we're still kind of new to this one, we'll make sure we get this one right before we start expanding the brand too far along those lines. So again, I'll say Crunchyroll closes no doors, but right now basically we're definitely focusing the mobile world first.
All right, so not only is 2019 ending, but the 2010s in general.
Yeah.
The whole decade is over. So how do you feel the anime scene has evolved over these last 10 years?
Oh, it's been wild. I was just thinking about this recently, since I've been doing anime for a better part of 20 years now, and watching it change and grow over so long. Basically, it's but the big thing basically in anime, what's been the biggest, I think, is, and I mean, I'm biased since I do so many conventions, but basically watching the convention scene from basically used to be a season of conventions, and it was really kind of just you here, the people now showing up. So basically, to come to cons, they want experience, they want activations, they want to wear streetwear merch, not just a shirt with a logo on it.
Right.
They basically, the access to anime streaming, basically. I mean, it was a DVD Blu-ray world in 2010. And Missy, you know, we call it Missy Crunchyroll, wasn't really even on the map at that point. Now, it's a whole new world. This is our generation. I was talking to someone about it just yesterday about basically like generational beats when people got into anime and why those generations actually clicked with anime. One, like my generation, you know, Gen Xers, but got into it because like Voltron and Robotech were on TV.
Right.
And then you had the millennials got Toonami came on, and basically got Dragon Ball Z in the afternoon and Sailor Moon. And then right now, basically the Gen Zs and the later millennials have basically got Crunchyroll hitting their world when they want to go on the internet. So these are key parts that are happening right now is the digital medium that's growing the anime, and it's also become more global. We are talking now, there's fans in Brazil and fans in the US always, but they didn't know each other. Now basically you see this fandom going across, like with Dragon Ball Super, it's such a great example of how big that blew up around the entire world. So yeah, the fandom growing because of the access to the content, and Japan putting out even such great content, even through some tough times during the aughts, or during the tens, what do you call it, basically really, really made a push the right direction. So anime's never been stronger. It's no longer niche. It's a mass media product.
It is. It's finally mainstream. I mean, you can't deny just how massive this place is.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, probably quarter of a size.
No, not even this.
Yeah,
40,000 people here in its third year. That's a well done to left field, and everyone knows basically part of Anime NYC. We love being a part of this event because they do such a good event.
Yeah. So I know you touched a little bit about this. What do you foresee in Crunchyroll's future?
A lot of things, a lot of growth. The good part is I love about Crunchyroll. I've been here for about 4 years at Crunchyroll now, and the fun I've had really here is they're always thinking about what's next. It's not just what we're doing now. We love what we're doing now. We have a variety of different activations on our booth, a lot of things going on here. But if we find something that's really, really awesome, we still go, cool, we did that. What do we try next? And we look at like everything we do that, not just events. We look at like merchandising. Everyone likes this. Let's do this. But what's next? Hey, people like this content that we're talking about our shows. What's the next big show? People love exciting what we're doing on Instagram and Twitter. How do we want to be talking next? We try to stay up in touch with them. We have an entire department that just does like surveys and talks to the fans. So we're really, really in tune with that. So basically, if we know if the fans are happy and we give them the content they're happy, they're going to keep watching, keep subscribing, and keep engaging.
My final question.
Sure.
So my other podcast show that I do, Wicked Anime, we're gearing up for our annual award show, which we call The Wikis.
Yeah.
So if there is one Crunchyroll anime you would like to nominate for Best 2019, as well as the Best Anime of the Decade, which would those two shows be and why?
Decade? I'm going to go with My Hero Academia. I was going to say between that or Titan, basically the two differences like that are so close. They're both fantastic. So I'd say basically My Hero Academia because the global phenomenon is, I've not seen a show do that since like Full Metal Alchemist or Brotherhood and all that kind of stuff like that too.
Right, right, right.
2019, oh my God, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
Basically, like it started off like, this is going to be pretty good. And then partway through, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is incredible. So I got to go with Demon Slayer for basically becoming good and then just like ramping up.
Like 2019 was amazing for Shonen. Like
yes.
You had Demon Slayer, you had Dr. Stone, two shows that I feel
like
really Black reinvented.
Really getting into it. Yeah, so yeah.
Just truly reinventing the Shonen genre
there. Yeah, Dr. Stone's amazing because it's Shonen, but it's more like, we're just doing science. That's just kind of a science show. It's not even a genre.
Yeah, instead of fists, it's brains.
It's brains. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Adam, thank you so much for joining me here on B3. For more information, please check out Crunchyroll.com and also VRV.co for all of your anime and geeky goodness.